The views expressed on the following show may not be those of the hosts, guests, or WSPN Skidmore Radio. Talk Saratoga is produced by Saratoga Broadcasting Incorporated and may not be reproduced in part or in whole unless expressed written approval is given. Now, here are the hosts of Talk Saratoga, Rick Thompson and a Saratoga All-Star.
Good morning and happy Saturday, March the 2nd. And I'll tell you, I know February is a short month, but it's a leap year this year. But I'll tell you, January and February have flown by. And I don't know where it's gone to. I don't like time flying by fast. But and our winter is, we're supposed to have some rain, but it's going to be in the 50s. We may set a record for high tomorrow in the high 50s. And it's winter, and I'm loving every minute of it because I'll take the cold, but I'm not really a snow fan. But anyway, I want to introduce our guest today, Maddie Zanetti from Impressions and the Dark Horse. Good morning, Maddie.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here.
Oh, no problem. I'm glad you're here, and hopefully this can be maybe a semi-annual, twice-a-year event because you have a lot of things that go on besides selling great products. So.
Oh, thank you. Yes, we're always up to something. We don't like to just sit around. We like to find new things to do.
That's right. And you have two stores, I don't know if I mentioned it, Impressions and the Dark Horse Mercantile, and that's located, they're both located on Broadway, and Impressions has been there ever since I was a little kid, I think.
Yeah, Marianne and Dave Barker started Impressions in 1978, and they've been on Broadway since the 80s, and then I started working there as a kid myself, and now Marianne and I own Impressions, and then in 2018 we opened Dark Horse.
So that must have been like 7 years ago that you went in, because you only look like you're 24, 25, so no, that's great. I ever since I moved to Saratoga, I can remember Impressions, and it's kind of like a mainstay of Broadway. I mean, everybody has to go to Impressions at some point.
Thank you. We like to think so, and that's one of our things that, you know, the good old-fashioned customer service, and we like to be like a second chamber of commerce or visitor center where people can come there and we can tell them what's going on, and we welcome all the visitors, but also all of our locals and our dog friends, too, that are always out walking around.
I know it. Well, I had a next-door neighbor who recently passed away, Greg Brown, and he used to bring his golden retriever.
Corey.
And he loved it. I mean, he walked downtown every Saturday, and Corey was some kind of dog.
Yeah, when you go into Impressions, we have our dog wall on the right-hand side, and we actually have a framed picture of Greg and Corey on the wall. Yes.
Yeah, we were heartbroken. I've lived next to Greg for 36 years, and he passed away on New Year's Day, and it's devastating for being a neighbor that long, and you know, being outside talking with them when we snow blow, and over the fence when we mow, and then being over each other's house with his wife and my wife. And but Corey was used to love playing with our dog. We have a pit bull now, but we had a pit bull back then. Corey didn't move fast.
Nope.
Maybe that's why our dog Sally loved playing with him, because she could run around him and run back and forth, and Corey would meander along, you know, but he was a great dog.
He was a great dog.
So let's talk about the Dark Horse Mercantile. That's your newest store, and it's fantastic. And it's a little different than Impressions, because you have other merchandise rather than what Impressions has. I think you have some of the merchandise, but it's more, tell us a little
bit.
Yeah,
so we do carry some of the same vendors, but we have our branded Dark Horse products. So it's all about overcoming the odds, believing in yourself, even if you're the long shot. And we really focus on Saratoga's history as the graveyard of champions, but we also brought in some brands that we don't carry over at Impressions, like Barber. We have Under Armour there, and we try to have a little bit higher end or maybe unique one-of-a-kind things that we only have that one vintage racing item or racing game, and then once it's gone, it's gone. So there is a little bit of overlap because they both do focus on Saratoga and the equestrian lifestyle, but they do have two different looks, feels, and some different vendors.
Sure. So you, like if you sell out of a certain thing that's a specialty item, you don't get another product like that back in, correct?
Yes. There are some things that we're able to reorder, you know, your basic tees and sweatshirts that yeah. we carry around with the logo merchandise. But then we have things like we had this wheel that had silver plates and it was all hand painted and it was from, I think, around 1937. It was the late 30s and it was made in Chicago and it was a gambling wheel. And we had one of those and it was a statement piece and we loved having it in the store. But at the same time, we are happy that it has a good home now, and it does give us more store space to move things around. But it was something that people just love to come in and look at. So it is fun to have a unique vintage piece like that that is for sale, but also just brings people in to learn about it, ask about it, and see, you know,
oh,
the
definitely.
Quality.
Well, you know what? A lot of people, you want people to go in, and I call it window shop, because they'll see something that they want. So if that's an attraction, as long as it was an attraction until it's sold, it's very, you know, just unique and different.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, the man who bought it actually was coming in to get a polo shirt. He needed a shirt to wear to the racetrack, and he saw it, and he fell in love with it. And he said, I'm coming back to get that. And, you know, people say that, and you're like,
oh,
okay,
sure.
He'll be back, whatever. And he actually did come back and buy it, and we were surprised, but he was so excited about it.
That's great. Yeah, that's great. So the history of the Dark Horse, you said a little bit about it. How do you get the term Dark Horse?
So the Dark Horse was first used in the late 1800s with Benjamin Disraeli used it in his book, but the Dark Horse, there's a few theories of where it came from, but a horse that trained at night or trained when the other horses weren't training, so people didn't know how well that horse was doing. They didn't know their times. They didn't know the quality of the horse, so when the horse was into the races, the bettors were in the dark. They didn't know how the horse was going to do, so he was a dark horse. He was unknown. And then his odds usually would be long, they'd be worse than the other horses because people didn't know how he would do. So that's where the dark horse term originates from. And then we were actually, Dave had the idea of coming up with something kind of like when you think of Nantucket or you think of New Orleans, you think, you know, crawfish or lobster or, you know, Maine, you have the moose. You think of those icons in Saratoga, you think of a horse. And so having a brand that incorporates the horse, but it's iconic on its own as well. So we played around with it, and this was years before the store, played around with it and came up with the Dark Horse, and Dave drew the first Dark Horse image, the one we used in 2004, actually, was the first one. And then we kind of just had it as something that we were playing with but never really pushed. Then when we really sat down, focused, I did a lot of research on dark horses and Saratoga history and everything, and really attached a story and history to the logo and the brand, and we updated it and launched it in 2014 as more than just a single item in the store, but as an actual brand at Impressions. And we really embraced it, and the community embraced it and had a lot of fun with it as well. So
it's kind of unique, basically. I mean, I know when I first went in, we talked earlier about the coffee shop, just up a little ways, and the name really intrigues you to go in and want to see what's in there, you know. And we talked about before with the wheel there that people go in to window shop in a lot of places, but you can't help buying something in there.
That's
really
what we
can.
Hope for, yes.
Yeah, I know it. And now with Saratoga becoming a tourist, more of a tourist spot than it was back when I moved up here in the 80s, I mean, so you get a lot of walk-in traffic, I would assume.
Yeah, we do. And then, you know, we get our locals who are downtown all the time, and then people who come once or twice a year maybe to visit. And we do have an online store. It's not our main business, but people who see things when they're here in the summer, and then around holiday time want to get a gift, or they're just huge Saratoga fans. Like right now, everyone's looking for Belmont merchandise. So we've started bringing that stuff in, getting ready for the race. But it is great to have the tourists that come every year, sure, or just once and then fall in love with it, and hopefully they'll be back.
That, or get online to do some shopping, mm-hmm, at holiday time, or, you know, special event times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just mentioning the Belmont, I told you before, I drive school bus for upstate, a small school bus, but so I work at NYRA as a security guard, mm-hmm, in the summer. And I guard the press box there. So I'm always in the press box. And you go in the morning, and the timers are there.
Yeah.
You just alluded to that. And there's, yeah, like four of them. And they're, you know, so I can see the Star Chorus running, you know, either real early in the morning or later when the sun goes down. So that's kind of intriguing.
You're a jack, you know, of all trades.
Oh, yeah. Master of none. But, you know, I like to stay busy, you know.
Yeah.
So one of the things, there's a fella outside that paints animals. Now, do you ever have any of his? Because I know I've seen him paint some horses.
In front of Suave Fair.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Do you ever get anything of his, or is that kind of...
He has worked with Suave Fair for years and years, so he's there, but we do know people who have commissioned him, and he illustrated a book last year, and he is very, very talented, but he draws people, too.
Yeah, he does.
And, yeah, I know someone who just had a portrait of their dog done by him.
Oh, neat.
And he is very talented, and he always stops in. Yeah, he's a great guy.
Well, that's good. I mean, he probably might bring business to you also.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people that stop to see him, and it's kind of unique being downtown, and you're kind of anchored in between. I mean, Impressions is down farther south, and then you're like right in the heart of Broadway. So that's really, you got two great spots there.
Yeah, we are very lucky. We've got two great locations, and it's very interesting. You know, the side of the street Impressions is on is definitely more foot traffic. There's more, mm-hmm, restaurants on that side. And so there are the two different crowds on both sides of the street. But everybody downtown, we're very fortunate. They work together. You know, if we don't have something that someone's looking for, we'll say, oh, well, you know, that might be over at G. Wilkers, or you might find that down at Celtic Treasures, you know. And
sure,
they do the same for us. And that's really a great community aspect that we have.
Well, yeah, I think, I mean, Saratoga is kind of known for that with, mm-hmm, I mean, locals anyway. And I know when the tourists get here, but you always help each other out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's great. It says a lot for the business owners that you do that. And, mm-hmm, just instead of keeping quiet and say, well, you know, I'm sorry we don't have that, you know.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned, excuse me, you mentioned Benjamin
Disraeli. Yes.
Do you already mention, tell a little bit about him?
Yes, that's the first written documentation of a dark horse.
Okay,
okay. But then one question we do get a lot also is where the term upset comes from. We do have a miniature horse that comes to the store. He's named after the original horse Upset, who ran in Saratoga in 1919, and he was owned by Harry Payne Whitney. So he has a lot of Saratoga connections there. And we don't know why that horse was named Upset in 1919. Harry Payne Whitney also had a horse named Regret in the same time period, so maybe he was going through something in his life where he had a horse named Upset and a horse named Regret. But the term Upset was used before that horse ran in Saratoga and beat Man O' War. It was used in a White Sox game in 1917. So it was already used where the unlikely player, the unlikely horse, overcame the odds and upset the champion. But when the Times and a few other newspapers then reported on Man O' War losing in Saratoga to Upset, that really coined the term. So it had already been used before, but that really put that into the regular vocab of upset in sports or in politics.
Yeah, and Saratoga has had that Graveyard of Champion moniker for a long time.
Yes.
Because, I've seen a lot of them in the 12 years I've been at the track, it's just amazing how great horses can lose up at Saratoga. Mm-hmm. You know, Secretariat, and I saw him lose, and American Pharoah, and there's a lot of other ones, but, you know, I don't know what it is about the track, but that's what happens, you know?
Yeah, that's what would make Belmont interesting, and Whirlaway is the only Triple Crown winner that came to Saratoga and then won the Traverse.
Won the Traverse.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting if the Belmont is a Triple Crown race. I think it's going to lose. Well, it probably won't because it's Saratoga. But I'm wondering what will happen if it's not a Triple Crown race. You know, it's...
Yeah, there's always a different dynamic if it's a Triple Crown race versus whether it's not every year, even with it not being in Saratoga. But we, of course, are hoping that it will be a Triple Crown race. That will be incredible for the whole community and also just horse racing in general. Yeah. But it'll be very interesting to see how that goes.
Oh, yeah. Well, the thing is, too, it's Saratoga, and really the name draws the crowds. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're sold out as it is now. You know, and I think, what was it, 3 days, the 50,000
tickets were gone,
and the grandstand, all those seats were gone in like 2 days, mm-hmm. and all the restaurant tables are booked for the 4 days. And
most hotels are booked, though they still have some occupancy, and then now it'll just kind of be like a wave. Now it'll go out to the surrounding areas,
sure.
and those hotels will start to fill up.
Sure. It's amazing what... Just a race like that, the business that it can bring in, mm-hmm. you know. I mean, summertime must be flat out for you.
Yeah, that's what a lot of retailers that might not be in a tourist industry or they're in, you know, the beachy area or something, you know, they've got their Christmas and they've mm-hmm. got their seasons where people are going to get away from the winter and everything like that. Where for us... Our Christmas, our major holiday, our big time of the year is the racing season.
Right.
That's what we plan for year-round.
I think that's always how it's been in Saratoga. I remember early on when Saratoga didn't have the businesses that it has now. I mean, retailers lived for the 4 weeks mm-hmm. of racing. You know, I mean, that's when the tourist season is. You know, that's why I'm glad it's a little more year-round. With the city center there drawing the conventions in there, that helps out a lot.
Those shoulder seasons and the city center, and then all of the events now that organizations put on, there's something going on. And we were talking about how just all the events at Skidmore here, but there is something going on all the time in Saratoga year-round, and we are so lucky to have that. And that's why it's important for us at both stores to have all of the events we do, too, because it adds to the community and it gives... people a reason to stop into the store, not just to shop, but to see the different events that we have going on.
Yeah, and we'll talk about the events.
Yeah.
We'll do that. We talked some of the upsets. Keen Ice beat American Pharoah, mm-hmm. and that was heartbreaking because I got kind of close to the owners of American Pharoah. Yeah, they had a lot of horses up there that year, mm-hmm. and it just felt bad for him. But it was a local owner that... Keen Ice.
So, were so excited.
Oh my gosh,
yes.
Had to contain them in their seat.
I bet.
Had to wait until it settled down and people were flocking down to the winner's circle to get them down. But it was fun. It really was fun. Hey, tell us a little bit about, you said your brand was founded in 2014. You told us how Dave, you know, had the sketch of the horse and you opened in 2018. And you planned that for quite a while, right?
From the store?
Yeah.
So we always have an idea of what we're doing, but we also are very quick to, we were just talking how we use the word pivot a lot. We're very quick to pivot, and we actually launched the brand in 2014. We did a launch party at Gaffney's. We used to do a lot with Gaffney's when John Baker owned it, and we had our mini horse there in the on the patio there, and we had so much fun. It was a great day. And we always said, like, if a space opens up on Broadway that fits the dark horse, we could open a store. And we had just a smaller area in Impressions that was a little display within the store that had the whole brand. And we have our dogs with us. We were walking Mare and I to the bank one day because the dogs like to go to the bank and get their treats from the head our
I
chest.
Know, yeah.
And we were going by Coffee Traders, and at the time it was the Broadway Salon, and we saw they had a little for rent sign in the window, and we were like, oh, maybe we could put Dark Horse in there. So we called Terry, and that was in May. We called him, and we were open by June 19th. So we moved very quickly.
Right.
And we were able to move things over. And one thing that Mayor and I are also sometimes not, it's not always good for us, but we are very good at buying things. We are very good at, we can fill a store very quickly.
Yeah, really. I mean, you know what? That's great, though. You know. Well, as we talked a little bit too, as I'm wearing a hat from the Dark Horse, and it was given to me as a gift, and I love it, and I wear it all the time.
Thank you.
Because I have two hats that I probably got 20, 25 hats. I'm a hat collector.
Yep.
And but this one and the other one that has the Skidmore Thoroughbred logo with the horse and that, these are my two favorite hats. So I'm glad that I've got something from
appreciate it. That's one of your favorites. There are a lot of people who collect hats out there.
Yeah, there are.
They have tons and tons, and they usually, like you, end up wearing one or two of their favorites.
Yeah. I've got a rack on the back of my bedroom door that must have like 20 of them. And a friend of mine years ago used to go to a lot of sporting events. He used to be a high school sports coach. And so every place he went, he always brought me a hat from the sports team there. And I had about 40 hats, just the sports team. I had to put them in a garage sale because my wife was getting a little irritated with me. But I had these hats laying all around, you know, so I got rid of the sports hats. But I'm happy with the horse hat. So let's talk about a little bit about the miniature horse that... You have a miniature horse, correct?
Yes. So when we were launching the brand in 2014, we were having one of our meetings at Gaffney's talking about what we could do to really make the brand special and really catch people's attention. And we said if we had a real mascot, that would be awesome. And I am an animal collector. I love having animals. So I said, oh, well, we could have a miniature horse. And Mayor and Dave were like, oh, that would be kind of cool. And within 2 hours going back to the store, I had found a horse online that a woman about 2 hours from here was looking to rehome. And so we went and looked at him, and he was all black, and we told him what we wanted to do. And she was like, well, he's never done anything like that. He was a show horse, and miniature horses, they show them kind of like dogs. Mm-hmm. You walk them around and the halter classes. And she said he was very good at it, but he didn't enjoy it. And she was like, I think that he would like being a mascot. And we threw him right into it. We brought Upset downtown, and we walked him around early one morning, kind of like a dark horse. So people, in case there were any issues, people didn't know. And we brought him to Gaffney's. We brought him in the store. And everywhere, he was just like, all right, this is cool. We brought him to the city center. And then from that day on, anything we've asked him to do, he does. He's gone to the racetrack. He's the only horse that's ever been inside of the Racing Museum. He's done events there with Mary Lou Whitney and Tom Durkin. He has gone to the city center. We bring him to an event in Massachusetts every year that
really?
He is inside for 4 days where people can come and hang out with him and pet him. So he has just been great. And he does give us a run for our money when we're, you know, in the barn getting him ready. He would rather be dirty, of course.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
When he goes out there and it's time to do his thing, he hams it up and he loves the attention.
So he's a miniature secretariat, just in different color, because secretariat was a big ham.
Yeah.
And, you know, he loved crowds, and it sounds like this little one loves crowds, too.
He does, and you can see him as soon as he comes out of his trailer. He struts out like he's this big, kind of like King Tut from
he's the one. Versus.
Yeah, he came out and he was just like, look at me, I'm ready. And people do. They love him. They flock to him, and he loves it.
Now, do you have a barn around here?
So, Mare and I have both been horse people our whole lives.
Okay.
And we both have had our own horses, regular-sized horses. And I still have the horse that I've had since I was 14. So, he and Upset, and then we have another miniature now, Poppy. He was our adopted mini. We've had him for about 6 years. And the three of them, the bachelors, they all live together at our friend's house, who he lost his horse, and he had a beautiful pasture and everything, and he wanted to have a horse there, but he also was like, well, I don't need another horse. So our horses are there, and he and his wife get to play with them if they want to brush them or groom, you know, go out and feed them or whatever. They're good lawn ornaments for them. And then it's very convenient for us to go over there every day, take care of them, bring them downtown.
Sure. So it's like grandkids.
Yes.
You love to have them over, but you want them to go,
yes,
you know,
yep,
in one side.
It's a great arrangement for everyone. It works out really well.
Oh, yeah. Have you, you know, we talked about Skidmore having events. Have you ever done anything up here with them?
So I was trying to think that as I was talking. Skidmore, we have done internships with Skidmore, and we had three Skidmore from their SSCP, their career development class, that did a marketing program with us at Dark Horse, and we had such a great time with them. We actually sell Skidmore merchandise at the Dark Horse now as a partnership, because their shop here on campus isn't open as many hours as Dark Horse. So we have all these great partnerships with Skidmore, and we've really enjoyed the relationship we have with them. We have come through Skidmore with Upset on his little cart, where he drives the cart. We've brought him through, but we haven't done a program here at Skidmore, so we're going to have to do something where Upset comes to visit campus.
Well, you know, they have a great riding team,
mm-hmm.
and I know this week, because I want to come up to see this one girl that I, when I was driving Skidmore, I haven't been in the past year, but she made the team this year, and they're away at Morrisville today, but the championships are going to be up here.
Oh, they will be. That's wonderful.
Yeah, and I'm hoping I can get to see her ride there, but that would be a great time to parade.
Yeah.
To parade him around.
Definitely.
And,
we work with Belinda a lot
on
a lot of their events and their merchandise.
Yeah,
and
they're great.
They are great. It's a great organization.
It is. It is. And they have, I mean, their team has won national championships.
Yeah, they do
quite
a wonderful job.
You know,
yes, we've got a great team.
Now, do you ever get upset in any miniature horse races?
We keep saying that we think that would be so much fun to do at the racetrack on a family day, or a, you know, kickoff to the season, something like that, some sort of fundraiser or something, have a miniature horse race over at the track, because I think people would love it.
Oh, sure,
and
they would.
And there are more minis in the area than you would think. And actually, Upset's brother, right after we brought Upset to Saratoga, a friend of ours was looking for a horse for her grandkids, and she went to the same farm Upset is from, and she brought Upset's brother, Tucker, here. So we know we have at least three horses. We got Tucker, Upset, and Poppy that they could all race, but I think it would be so much fun to do some sort of fundraiser or
nice
race like that.
Belmont is having a family day there.
Yes.
So it would be nice, you know. That would be a great thing to have. I think it would be funny.
On that, yeah.
Yeah, really. Really.
It would be very fun. They
you
all
could call the race.
Food, that's for sure.
Yeah, you could call the race, and that'd be kind of fun. A fun day. And I'd make sure nobody got up in the press
box.
You go. So
you'd be the security.
I'd help you. I'd help you there. But you have a birthday coming up in April.
Yes. Upset on his birthday officially is April 28th, but April 27th will be his birthday party. It's a Saturday.
And you're having a big party?
Yes. Yeah, so we join up Upset's birthday with our Briar Fun Day, which is kids, well, anyone of any age can come and paint their own model horse at Impressions. So at Impressions, we've got the model horses that anyone can paint. Usually kids do, but we do have adults and collectors who do it as well. We have a model horse show where people bring their model horses, so they're replicas of real horses, and we do a horse show. And then at Dark Horse, we always have a craft, and we do activities all centered around Upset's birthday.
Really?
So he is going to be downtown from usually about 11:30 to 1:30. He walks around and he celebrates his birthday with birthday cake. People sing to him, and it's really cute. Every year, somebody brings him a bag of carrots, or they bring him apples and things.
That's neat.
So he gets little presents. He wears a birthday hat. And then this year, over February break, we actually did a program with the Saratoga Historical Society and the Visitor Center that's run by Discover Saratoga. We did at the Visitor Center a program where kids could come and make a horse craft, and then we took all the crafts back. All the kids wrote their names on them, and we took all the crafts back, and we're going to decorate our windows at the stores for the birthday party using the crafts the kids made. And
oh,
you know, some
neat.
Of the kids wrote "Happy Birthday Upset" or "I love Upset," or some of them are just a paper plate made into a horse, and we'll decorate the windows so then the kids can come down before the birthday party, during the birthday party, look at their craft in the window, and then afterward they can come back, pick them up, and keep it if they want. And so it's
That's
a good
excellent.
Way to get the community involved, to get the kids excited about the birthday party.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that could be an art project for one of the grade schools,
mm-hmm.
too, you know, and then get their parents downtown.
Yep,
and,
exactly.
Yeah, so how often is he downtown?
In the summer, he is downtown at least once a week, plus any other events, you know, at the Race Museum or Children's Museum or wherever he ends up. He gets a lot of requests. So we can't always do everything, but we try to get him to as many places as possible. But in the summer, he's down once a week. And sometime in the next few weeks, we'll actually post his schedule online, and then we print it out and have it at both stores. And we have a little, he has like a business card that has all of his dates for the year on it. And they're all weather dependent. If we have a scheduled Thursday event and it ends up being a pouring rain day and it's awful, we'll just do a post and let people know Upset's going to be downtown tomorrow night instead. Or we'll try to do some surprise visits where, you know, we've got the staff at the store and it's a beautiful day and it's like, well, let's just go get Upset. We'll bring him downtown here. So we try to add in as many as we can. But in the summer, he comes down about a dozen times.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, that's neat. I'll have to hit one of those times, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things, the stores are well-staffed, and everybody talks about not being able to keep help. But every time you go into the store, you know, it's staffed, and the employees are very, very friendly.
Thank you.
You do a good job. Yeah, you do a great job.
Thank you. Yeah, we hire as young as 14. So we have kids that, I mean, I started there as a kid, and that's one of the things that we strive to do is get kids who, you know, they've never had a job, but they want to learn how to work. They want to do the retail, and we want to teach them. So we bring them under our wing as a kid, and we show them what we do and, you know, our customer service philosophy and everything. And then our hopes are that they stay there through high school, through college. Then, you know, we've got people who have worked for us. They're now teachers, or they, you know, work in software. And then once a week, they're available on a Saturday, or during the summer, they'll work a Wednesday night for us.
Sure.
And they've been working for us for, you know, 20 years, even though it's once a week now or whatever. So
right.
we really think of ourselves as a family. And once you start there, you know, you're always welcome
back. That's neat.
Back.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. And the youth, and I know you even have seniors there, which make great part-time jobs mm-hmm. for retired people. But, you know, having kids in a store that want to work is a great thing.
Yeah, we're lucky to have that. Because
yeah.
in some places, you know, you can't have kids that young, whether it's because of, you know, serving liquor or, you know, the safety. But
right.
for us, we're able to have 14-year-olds, and we can hopefully really mold them and teach them what they need
yeah.
to know.
And I'm just thinking, and it's even safe because they can't get stepped on by a horse when Upset's there. I mean, you know, that's funny.
The kids do love when Upset comes. It's funny. They'll, you know, their first time meeting Upset when they just start at the store, they're always so excited to meet him. And we even have some of the girls that have worked for us that are horse girls that they don't work in the store anymore. They have different, you know, careers, but they help us get Upset ready, or they walk Upset for us in the summer when we're busy. They'll take him around downtown. So there's even that connection where our horse girls help us out with Upset throughout the year.
How can you not?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? How can you not do that? That's fantastic.
It's
and
fun.
We mentioned some of the events that you have with Upset. What other, you know, do you have events in the wintertime? I know it's kind of hard probably for Upset to be out
in the front of the store. It's hard to have them out in the winter because, well, most people don't want to be outside in the winter. And he is very woolly and dirty in the winter. He loves to roll in the mud, and he gets a really thick coat on him. So he's just usually too messy to have out.
Yeah. Well, all animals love rolling in the mud.
Exactly. I mean, but we have him out throughout the year. We have two children's books that I wrote, and then a friend of mine, Gretchen Tisch, who owns Feathered Antler, did all the illustrations for.
Really?
And we do book signings and book events where we bring him to the Children's Museum, and we read the books, and the kids usually have an art craft project they can do, and then they get to meet Upset. So we've done things like that. The Racing Museum, they are a great partner, and we've done events with them in the winter because they don't mind Upset coming right inside, and they actually set up a whole little rugged area for him that we put our fence around, and we've done different book readings and holiday events inside the Racing Museum, and those have all been really fun.
You know, I belong to Kiwanis, which is a service organization, and we do a RIF program. Reading is fundamental, and quite a few of our members go into, I don't know what grade, kindergarten, first grade, and they read books to them, and then we give each child a book that was read. And that would be neat. And we go to the Children's Museum, too. Have you ever thought about doing that and maybe having your books for sale there? That way parents...
schools?
No, well, not even at the schools, at the Children's Museum, because they like to have reading programs.
Yes.
And you could do a reading, just a reading, and then have books there for the parents if they wanted to buy it.
The Children's Museum does have our books for sale there.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they reached out last year. They have the books and the little stuffed plush horse of Upset, and then they actually have, we have a little wooden truck that looks like a horse truck and trailer.
Oh, really?
That has Dark Horse Transport on it. They have that. So, yeah, we've been there, but he's been to two elementary schools.
Okay.
He's been to Lake Ave and he's been to Greenfield, but that is something that's always, you know, an option. He's been to the preschool in the park, in Congress Park,
right,
in the park. There we go, and either we read the books to the kids or the teacher will read the books sometime during the week, and then they'll meet Upset at the end of the day
in the
school
day.
But yeah, that's
neat.
Something we're always looking, looking for options like that.
Oh, sure.
Too.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it's a win-win for everybody because the kids get to meet Upset and they learn about, through the book, they learn stories about, I have to get the book, see what it's about, and maybe we can do a show on the book, you know.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. How, do you do signings at the store if you buy a book?
Yes. So all of the books are, there's one about Upset, the original Upset from 1919,
right,
and then one, Jim Dandy, which is about the horse that beat Gallant Fox in Saratoga.
Right.
And they are both signed by our miniature horse, Upset. His hoof print is actually in every book. And then I sign the books, and then if someone wants me to do a special note in there, you know, I put the note in there, and every so often we'll get an online order where someone will put a message that they want in the book, so then we put the message in the book and send them out. But we do book signings where we have an actual scheduled time, but then also if I'm there, I'm happy to sign the book whenever I'm there.
Well, you know, one of our members, she walked the Appalachian Trail.
Oh, really?
And she wrote a book, and she belongs to the club, but she's going to be our guest speaker. She's bringing books with her, and she'll sign them. We should have you as a guest and bring some of your books.
That would be fun, yeah.
Talk about the book,
to.
And then, you know, I'm sure there'll be people there that would like to buy it and have you autograph it.
Yeah, I'd be happy to do that.
Of course, you could send somebody else and have them sign your name, you know, that they wouldn't know it. I would, but they wouldn't know it. I can come in
Very
the store
true.
And get one. No, but that would be neat.
Sure.
Yeah, we always look for things like that, you know. Mm-hmm. Let me give a little plug here. You're listening to WSPN 91.1 FM Skidmore Radio. Phone number in the studio is 518-580-5783. And you're listening to Talk Saratoga again. I'm your host, Rick Thompson, and we're here with Maddie Zanetti from the Impressions, the store Impressions, and the Dark Horse Mercantile Store, both located on Broadway in Saratoga Springs. And the phone number, if you want to have it, we'll give it out before the show ends, is 518-587-0689, and that's for the Dark Horse, correct? And if you want to call Impressions, you can call 518-587-0666. And what's the web address for the Dark Horse?
The Dark Horse is darkhorsesaratoga.com.
Okay.
And Impressions is impressionssaratoga.com. Keep it simple.
There you go. Yeah, really. Keep it simple. And people, you know, it's hard to forget that. Let's talk about the Upset and Jim Dandy books. You know, I know we talked about the upsets of the two horses, mm-hmm. but you do carry books on horse racing and horses also, correct?
Yes. So we have the children's books. That really started because we tell the story of Upset so often when we're walking around downtown with him that I was walking the dogs, and a lot happens when we walk our dogs. I was walking the dogs, and the idea of the book came to me just I was rhyming the story in my head. So I went home, I wrote it down, and then started working with Gretchen on the illustrations. And that book, we actually had working on the book the same year that we were opening Dark Horse, and it wasn't planned that way, but the book actually was printed and delivered the same week that the Dark Horse store opened in 2018. So we did a store opening and book launch party that weekend, and it was a lot of fun. And then 2 years later, we did the Jim Dandy book, and that has also been really successful, and people like to get the two books. We have some people who are real big fans that keep asking when the third book is coming out, and they buy the book for everyone they know, and we really appreciate that support. And then we have some other local authors. Alan Carter, he just recently passed away, but he worked for the Racing Museum, and he had written quite a few horse books that we carry at the store, and not just about Saratoga, but also about some of just horse racing's greatest horses. And then we do have stories that are, you know, factual stories, and they actually talk about real horses. And then we have some that are a fictional story about, you know, a horse that was caught from the wild and turned into a racehorse, or stories about some of the first female jockeys and things like that. So we have a variety, you know, it's definitely all focused on people that have overcome the odds or horses that have overcome the odds, but we have a variety of different books in the stores.
Yeah, some of the local ones, I think the fellow from the Racing Museum, Brian at, wrote a book with Mike Veach, or yes. Mike Veach, or and one of the other Veaches. Yeah, Mike Veach. I think they wrote a book together about horses.
Yes, they've written, and then Brian also did a book with that had a lot of the art from Greg Montgomery, the mm-hmm. Travers poster artist, in it, and it was a coffee table book, and that's a beautiful book. But Brian is a very talented writer, and he's so knowledgeable. He's just got a wealth of information. So he's really interesting to listen to, and has a great way of telling the stories of the horses and everything.
How you doing? Why don't you introduce the person waving to us?
Yeah, we heard someone behind us, and I have a 5-year-old Tommy, and he just walked into the studio. I can't get away with anything here. People find me everywhere.
And they're snapping pictures, so that's they want proof that you were here.
Yeah, they're checking up on me and making sure I really am where I said I was going this morning.
That's neat. Well, you know, that's great. And so meeting Levert and Dave Patterson, talk a little bit about.
Yeah, those were just two coincidences that were just, they happened in the same year, and it was so fun. In Dark Horse, we have up on the wall, there's a black and white photo that we got from the Keenan Library, and it is a picture of Upset beating Man O' War here in Saratoga. And there was a gentleman that was looking at the photo, and he just said to the girl working at the counter, he said, "That's my grandfather's horse there in the picture." And she said, oh, really? And he said, yeah, I'm Leverett Miller, and my grandfather was Harry Payne Whitney. And so he took a picture of the book with the with the photo on the wall, and we were so excited. So I've reached out to him to ask him if he'd ever want to do a little interview or, you know, a little bio about him and stuff. So I'm waiting to hear back. But we had a lot of fun. Just, it was so exciting to meet him and that there was that Saratoga connection. And sure, it's such a small world. And
it is. It yeah. really is.
And then Dave Patterson, he is former governor of New York. He was in the store and walking around, and he looked over at the book and he said, you know, my family has a connection to the horse named Upset. And we said, oh, well, that book is about the horse named Upset from 1919. And his grandfather was the blacksmith for Upset. And back when Man O' War was winning, there were, you know, horses would just scratch from races because why even run against him? He was right. such an incredible horse. Sure. People were like, why waste our time? And they would scratch their horses. And in 1919, when Harry Payne Whitney put Upset in the race against Man O' War in Saratoga and then Upset won, he was so proud of his win and so proud of his stable for doing that, that he actually bought the workers, the blacksmith, the grooms, he bought them houses in New York, near Jamaica, New York, right near the Belmont Aqueduct tracks that are now. Sure. And he bought them houses that as a thank you for the work that they had put in. And a lot of his employees were minorities, including Dave Patterson's grandfather. And Dave said that he attributes his family's ability to be able to go to college and kind of the start of their change from having jobs as a blacksmith and trades right. into a more
professional right.
and they're able to go to educational facilities, and the, and him being governor and everything, he said a lot of times our family contributes and says that it's part of, you know, that start, that getting that house and giving them a base.
Sure.
And so he said that they always talk about Upset and Harry Payne Whitney and his family, and that's a really important part of his heritage growing up. And so that was just really neat. And
yeah,
never
here he
that.
Is in your store.
Yeah.
I mean, what are the chances
yeah.
that, you know?
So
that,
he and his I don't know if they're married, but him and his partner, they've reached out a few times, and she has sent us pictures of him with the book.
That's neat.
Yeah, they've stayed in touch with a few different notes here and there, and that's really special.
So there's more pictures for your wall.
Yep, exactly.
You have a horse picture and impressions. You have the dog wall
yes.
of fame, and that's yeah. pretty neat. You know, the more we get talking, not only do you love horses, but the dogs, too.
I know, I yeah. mean, they go hand in hand. That's what they... Usually people who have horses have dogs,
yeah.
and we at people downtown are very dog-friendly.
Sure they are.
So,
yeah, I mean, yeah. You put water bowls out
yes.
for them and that. But, yeah, animals calm horses, I think. You know, we have one of the ladies from the Thoroughbred Retirement Foundation on quite often.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they always talk about having barn animals. And when you go to Saratoga and the barns, you know, you park and walk through the area, there's always animals around. So it's kind of neat.
Yeah, you know? My horse, my regular-sized horse, Fly. I always feel bad I call him my regular-sized horse. But my horse,
well,
Fly, he isn't the friendliest of horses, and he doesn't like dogs. He's not one that, you know, is a warm, cuddly horse. But he and I have been together for over 20 years, and at one point I had two goats, and they were miniature goats. They were these little goats, and he loved them, and he would lay down, and the goats would climb all over him like he was a playground, jumping on and off of him like a diving board. And he was so sweet with them. It was the nicest
wow.
I ever seen him, is when he was with those goats. Even now, when you take Upset to go to his special events, Fly will stand at that gate and wait for Upset to come back. Like, where are you taking my buddy? And when he comes back, he investigates him, sniffs him all over to see where he was, what he was doing. And, you know, they
neat.
Do form that connection.
Oh, sure.
It's really special.
She was telling me horses do have great bonds with mm-hmm. other horses and with people that they like. There's a bond there, mm-hmm. and that's pretty interesting.
It is.
You know? Now, see, when you had the goats, you could saddle them, and you should have, you know, if you had the stores then, you could have brought them down to the stores.
The goats came downtown once.
Did they?
When Dogdom was still downtown, she was doing a pet photo booth, and the goats were still little. They were only a few months old, and she jokingly said, she's like, oh, you should bring the goats down for a picture. And I was like, sure. So I went and got the goats, and I brought them down, and we put little bow ties on them, and I've got this great picture of the two baby goats in her store for the photo booth. It was hilarious.
Well, that's neat.
Yeah. So.
Well, you know, offside here from, you know, the horses. My father, back when I was a little kid, and this was before the car was invented, but Stewart's had just started, and the city, I grew up in Gloversville. And their mascots were Perky and Pack, which
yeah.
were two lambs.
Yes.
And my father was manager of the Gloversville store, which was third in their chain back then. One morning I'm sleeping, and I hear this baaing, and I turned over, and I got a lick, and there were the two lambs, Perky and Pack, in the house. He brought them up before
yeah.
they were going to have them down at the Gloversville store, you know, and... It's just funny how animals are, you know. They were pretty neat.
Yeah, and they break the ice for people. It gives people things to talk about.
Oh, sure. Yeah, it's great. I mean, I'm glad you had them at the store once. You know, you're going to have to get a couple more.
Yeah, they're funny. The thing is, though, the goats, if they want to get out of the fence or they want to go do their own thing, they go and do it.
They do it. Oh, boy. Well, but I know you, as you said, if you get an idea, you're going to buy it. So, you know. Poor husband, and you know.
Yeah, they've got to tolerate me.
Yeah, really. So, I want to just talk about a little about some of the merchandise you carry mm-hmm. because, you know, it's awesome the stuff you have. It, I mean, you have, I don't mean this in a bad way. Inexpensive items that people can buy as gifts for, and like one of the girls that I had told you about, Skidmore. That go up here that's got to be a good friend of mine. She's from Hawaii. And when she came over here, she went into the store and brought a scarf mm-hmm. for to send back to her grandmother. And so you have, like, various items. I mean, you don't cater to just one group.
Yeah, we try to have, you know, your T-shirt that you can get for $20 and then your higher-end T-shirt or mm-hmm. higher-end jacket and fleece and everything like that. So
right.
we try to have something for everybody with the price points. And whether it's the basic tee or, you know, something high-end, we still want to have good quality. And we want it to have the meaning of, you know, we want it to be something that when you give it, it's a meaningful gift and something that they can use again and again. One thing that we say is that we aren't selling souvenirs. We sell memories, because when someone goes home and they're sitting at their kitchen counter drinking out of their coffee mug from Saratoga, or, you know, they're going, like you with your hat, you're going out and you put your hat on,
yep.
it reminds you of something special. It's not just a coffee mug or just a hat.
Exactly.
It has a special connection.
And I know, I mean, it's from her, and I know where it came from.
Yeah.
And that's the nice thing, you know. Mm-hmm. And matter of fact, I brought Mark in one day after coffee, and he got one for himself, too. You know, mm-hmm. he liked the hat, and he got one for himself.
Oh, wonderful.
Now, you have everything from adult through children, or children through adults, I mm-hmm. should say. We don't go backwards, although I think you do. But we talked about the limited edition collectibles, which I think is kind of unique. I don't know of many stores that do that, mm-hmm. and I think it adds to your, your mystique, not mystique, but your overall impression of the store, you know.
Yeah, we're really lucky to have the different connections with people who, you know, find the items. And it is one of those things where, you know, we, like, our one game in the store, it was black. It's black and red. It's a nickel machine that says the Dark Horse on it, that we actually bought before we even had a store. A friend of ours saw it, and he was like, you guys, this gambling game is just, it's like your logo. It's black and red. It says the Dark Horse. He's like, you guys have to have this. And we bought it, and we were like, we don't know what we're going to do with this thing, but we have to have it. And now it's in the store and on display, and people love to come in and look at it. And that's one of those things, is people think of us when they see something unique. that they give us a call or they send us a picture and they're like, hey, this might be something you're interested in. And we, if we can, we bring it in or give it a try. And then sometimes we're just out walking around and we see something when we're visiting a place and we're like, oh, that would fit really well at the Dark Horse or at Impressions.
That's neat.
And what we can do to, you know, get that item there.
Sure. One of the things I was reading that is kind of different, it's the Cat's Meow collection.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's that?
So those are these little wooden blocks that are shaped like a landmark. So on the front, you'll have the Spirit of Life, Lake Ave Elementary School, the Saratogian Building. We have Old Bryan and all the things that you think of when you think of Saratoga. We have those where on the front you see the landmark, and they're all printed onto the block. And then in the back, there's the history of that landmark.
Oh.
And we started that in the 90s with Cat's Meow. And they are a national, they're a small business as well, but a national business. So you can have these different landmarks made for towns all over. So some people collect them from everywhere they visit, and then some people only collect the Saratoga ones. And on every single block, hidden somewhere in the image is a tiny little black cat, and that's where they get the Cat's Meow from. So
oh, wow.
We did one years ago of the Impressions Building, and it was probably about 10 years ago now that we did that. And so it's Impressions in the shop and our whole brick building. And in one window are actually the three dogs that we had at the time. And then down sitting by the door is the little black cat. So, you know, just like how they incorporated the cat, we're like, well, we got to incorporate our dogs. So they're looking out the window. And it is a fun thing. We've done it with the horses as well, where we've done a barn and the horses at the barn. And we did one where Upset and Man of War racing and the cats sitting in the background of the race. So we have fun with that.
Are they available all the time?
Yes. So every year one new one comes out.
Okay.
And so we haven't released this one yet for 2024, but every year we have one new one. And then sometimes we have people who come in and give us an idea for one. And they say, you know, I don't know if you know, but next year is the 100th anniversary of this building or this business.
Mm-hmm.
We think it'd be great to do a Cat's Meow for that. So then we work that in if we can.
So, I mean, all the, like, let's say Spirit of Life, that's available all year.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So some you just
them,
add a new one.
Yeah. So some of them have sold out and they won't come back. And then other ones, like the Canfield Casino, because so many people get married there, or SPAC, that's a year-round, and people look for that gift. So that one we do reorder and bring it back. But then there's some, like we did a UPH one that was a fundraiser for UPH. And those ones, they were limited, and then once those are gone, they're gone.
Yeah. I'd like to come in and get a couple for gifts for some of these kids that I'm friends with up here. That would be kind of neat to take them back to China or, you know, where they're from. And, you know, that would be great. I tell you, you got a ton of stuff that is very interesting when I was looking at the gifts. I mean, everything from jewelry and home decor. And you even have the original magnets and mugs and that. And then you have decorative signs.
Yeah, we try to do as much of it local or, you know, custom made as we can. And during COVID, we really expanded our food lines, offering food from other local businesses that might not have been open, that they could still, you know, make the foods, but they didn't have anywhere to sell it. So we were selling it at Impressions with our porch packages. And, you know, we did these Saratoga Road apples this year that are actually hot cocoa bombs, but they're in the shape of horse manure. They look like road apples. And so you can put them into your warm milk to make a hot cocoa and just silly things like that. So we try to have a little bit of everything, and we try to support as many other businesses while we're doing it. We have a lot of fun with it.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine. It's like going to Vermont and having the moose or whatever, you know.
Yes,
I mean,
exactly.
That's pretty interesting. Well, listen, I appreciate you being in today, Maddie.
Oh, thank you. This was very fun.
And I hope you come back again.
Yeah, we'd like to do that.
Yeah. Love to have you back again. And, you know, you can bring your son with you. And,
the surprise guest, yes.
Yeah, he'll be a surprise guest coming
great
in on the second
half. By the way.
Oh, yes, he likes to tell jokes.
Some good ideas for the show.
All right, well, listen.
Thank you.
Thank you, and thanks for coming in. And we will have you back.
All right.
All right. You take care.
You too.
All right.